Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of February 2018, Sunday morning. And I've been thinking about how that repentance is continual in the life of the Christian. When we get in the flesh and when we find ourselves succumbing to sin, we don't go to a priest to confess our sins. We don't go to our pastor. We go to the Prince of Peace. We go to our Savior. We're told that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He knows He has forgiven us all of our sins. He's cast them as far as away as the east is from the west. And He says in Galatians 4, verses 5, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son in your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. And then He talks about how we often return to the beggarly elements of the world. And He's there talking about the fact that He's warning in all the way through Galatians about those who are trying to return to the law. And He's telling them, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And then He talks about those that were trying to get the Gentiles to be circumcised. And He says, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one another. Thus I say, then walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to another. So ye cannot do the things that ye would, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. And then He goes through all the works of the flesh. And then I'm not going to go through all of those, but then He says in the 22nd verse in contrast to that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance against such as there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Well, you know, every time I read this, I get convicted and I realize how far I fall short of walking in the Spirit. And sometimes when I get around people who never ever admit that they struggle getting in the flesh, or they never get angry, or they never are tempted to sin, whatever, that causes two things to happen to me. One, it makes me realize how much I fall short of that. And two, I have to ask the question, if this is my experience, how can this be their experience if they were honest? But I'm glad that we don't have to go to a pope to confess our sins. I find that I often get in the flesh. I don't like it. I find that I have a propensity. You know, there's a song that says, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love." You know? Do you ever feel that way? Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. But the great thing about being adopted into Christ's family is that He has secured our position in Christ. He has cast our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. But we have the beautiful scripture that says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have a high priest. We have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. I'm glad to know that He is ever able, we are able to come to Him when we find ourselves in need of reconciliation. And I'm glad to know that He is our high priest and that this is the rest that we have in them. You know, that He will give us rest. In Hebrews 4, we're told, "For we which have believed do enter into rest, as He said, as I have sworn in my wrath, that they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." Well, this idea or this aspect of this high priestly work of Christ. He's our high priest. He says in Hebrews 7 verse 25, "Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them." You know, He says in the 8th chapter of Hebrews, verse 12, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." I love that verse. If anyone needs mercy, it's Larry Phillips. And notice what He's going to be merciful to, their unrighteousness. And their sins and their iniquities, He's not going to remember anymore. Praise God for that. It says in Hebrews 9:12, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered into once in the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Well, repentance is a gift from God. And God causes us to realize our own proneness to sin in the flesh. But He tells us in Hebrews 10:12, "But this one man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sit down on the right hand of God," verse 14, "for by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." We verse 17, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, people might say, oh, Larry's an antinomian. No, no. I know that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. But I do know that he is faithful, because he's been faithful over the years to cause me to hate my sin. And he's caused all of his people to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, God chastens us. He says he does. He says in verse 8 of that 12th chapter, but if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. So God has a way of chastising us and correcting us. I'm glad for the promises that were given. The 13th chapter of Hebrews, the 20th verse, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I'm glad that God causes us to recognize our sin and to repent, turn back to God. All that comes from him. Mercy is from God. Repentance is from God. Redemption is from God. Preservation is from God. And he's done it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. May the good Lord be with you this day. Comfort your hearts, realizing that he is our Redeemer. He is the one we look to for his righteousness, not our own. God bless.